Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
That is correct. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise for the next hour and a half here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Meat here at the helm to irritate and educate, and this week, a very special show for you. We've been talking about this for the last month and a half. It is Acid Mother's Temple Day. They're going to be in Vancouver on Friday, and we have a pair of hot little tickets for the show, which will be given away after about, after 12, so stay tuned. But that means all things will be fairly Acid Mother's based, and you've heard this mix before, one of Acid Mother's Temple's favorite bands, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. This is Floyd.
Thank you.
space is neutral. It is cold. Stars occupy minute areas of space. They are clustered a few billion here and a few billion there, as if seeking consolation in numbers. Space does not care. Space does not threaten. Space does not comfort. It does not sleep. It does not wake. It does not dream. It does not hope. It does not fear. It does not love. It does not hate. It does not encourage any of these qualities. Space cannot be measured. It cannot be angered. It cannot be placated. It cannot be summed up. Space is there. Space is not large, and it is not small. It does not live, and it does not die. It does not offer truth, and neither does it lie. Space is a remorseless, senseless, impersonal fact. Space is the absence of time and of matter.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Annoyz. We just heard some Acid Mother's Temple with Kinski there, off of their split EP. Came out on Sub Pop Records around 2002. Fantastic stuff. That's called It's Nice to Hear Your Voice. You're listening to a special show today. Acid Mother's Temple are going to be in Vancouver at Pat's Pub on Friday, April 4th. Stay tuned. We got a pair of tickets to give away. The reason why I chose that track is if it wasn't for Seattle's Kinski, I would have never have known the beauty of Acid Mother's Temple's music. So that's dedicated to my friend Chris Martin, guitarist of Kinski, down in Seattle, WA. Before that, we had the authentic style of space rock, Hawkwind. Yes, that was Mr. Lemmy K on bass. Space Ritual Live is the name of the album. If you must only own one Hawkwind album, that's the one to get. And we heard Dark Corridor, Space is Deep. We had the Japanese geniuses themselves, Acid Mother's Temple before that, off of Lenovia. And if you come to the show, I can guarantee you will hear some variation of that amazing two-sided LP. And then we started you off there with, of course, the Pink Floyd off of Amagama, David Gilmour's solo contribution to side four of that record. And that was The Narrow Way, parts one and two. We're going to keep it Japanese, kind of authentically psychedelic for the next hour or so. Got some sad news that we'll talk about that just came to my attention, involving the krautrock scene. But we'll get to that a little bit later when I've got more info. However, there's a wonderful, wonderful series of compilation albums that are out. They've been around for a few years now, entitled Love, Peace, and Poetry. And they pick psychedelic music from all corners of the globe. And I'd recommend every single one of them. The Japanese one is quite unbelievable, which you'll hear now. And this is one of the authenticators and definitely an influence on Acid Mother's Temple. This is Speed, Glue, and Shinky.
Run and hide.
One of the most reclusive Japanese bands, or bands of any country, Les Réalisés des Nudes, a band that has an enormous cult following, despite the fact that they have never properly recorded, rehearsed, or released anything in their entire career, spanning almost 40 years. That was off of a bootleg live 1972, Les Réalisés des Nudes. And just a point of interest, just how incredibly subversive this band is. Yeah, the original bass player, Moriaki Wakabayashi, was involved in the hijacking of Japan Airlines Flight 351 in 1970, orchestrated by a group calling themselves the Japanese Red Army. And the singer of Les Réalisés des Nudes was offered a spot in this hijacking, but turned it down. And if you can imagine, in this day and age, a band hijacking a plane in the name of art. That's some pretty incredible stuff. Before that, a band that that's said almost in the same breath as Les Réalisés des Nudes, Speed, Glue, and Shinky. Classic, psychedelic, 1966 Japanese rock. Gorgeous stuff. Like I said, that's on a compilation called Love, Peace, and Poetry, which go out and buy them all. They cover Brazil, Mexico, Turkey, England, Japan, America, everything. And I can guarantee you, win a free dinner with me if you've heard of every single band that's on these compilations. I'll tell you that much. We're moving on. Like I said, it's Acid Mother's Temple Day. We'll be giving away some tickets pretty quick, probably after this next segment of Chatter and Noise here. We're going to play an interview I did with Chicago's Steve Krakow, who played in a band with Acid Mother's Temple, Kawabata Makoto, and Mainliners. Ashihito Nanjo, excuse me. He was in the studio last year, and he's in a killer band with these two incredible Japanese noise guitarists entitled Splendor Mystic Solace. And he came by the studio, and we had a little bit of a chat about it. Here you go. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more. You have a side project, entitled Splendor Mystic Solace, featuring Ashihito Nanjo and Kawabata Makoto from Acid Mother's Temple and Mainliner. And can you tell us, I know you've got some great liner notes in the album, but can you kind of give us the Reader's Digest condensed version of how the whole thing came about?
Yeah, we'll leave out gory details. Yeah, I had an old band, kind of a noise band, called Utopia Car Crash. We were real deep into, like, Skullflower and White House and all that kind of smegma, that kind of stuff. And we opened for High Rise, which was, like, a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I guess Nanjo liked my get-up or what I did or whatever, and he asked me to book this Mainliner tour, which was a little bit of a scam, I found out later on.
Was that your first tour?
That was my very first tour and definitely the first I ever booked.
That's what I mean. Yeah, booking, you know, I mean, like, that's the equivalent of hell, pretty much, with most people I've talked to. I don't know how the guys do it, but, you know, it's a hard job, so we got it.
And it's a cult band that did not have a new album. I found out later nobody wanted to handle this tour.
Wow.
That was kind of how I ended up with it, but I think I did pretty decent considering, you know, for them. There were low moments.
Yeah, I bet, you know.
But he enticed me with the play in this super group with mm-hmm. members of Mainliner and all this, and I was like, well, I can't turn that down. Mm-hmm. So it's like three guitar players, me, Makoto. Nanjo was actually playing guitar rather than bass.
Yeah.
And then the old Ruins bass player, Sasaki, was on bass.
Yow.
So I was like, and then Shimura Koji on drums, he's played with everyone, like mm-hmm. White Heaven and Mimi Nakoto and Keiji Haino, he's played with everybody. So it was,
is that scene, like, this is what strikes me about the Japanese psych scene and stuff like that. Is it as incestuous as it's made out to be in North America? Does everybody really know each other, or is there some competition and, like, you know?
The only thing I've seen is maybe, like, generationally, you know? Like, Makoto will sort of talk about, like, the new, like, Afri Rampo and some of those new bands mm-hmm. that are kind of like the new generation, but it seems like even they, all collaborate and play the same sorts of shows and stuff like that. But yeah, everyone I met over there was like, you know, they'd look like a rockabilly cat, but they're really into psych and noise, and like everyone's just amazing, diverse in what they like and can play, and they all can play their butts off over
yeah
there,
that's one thing that's hard to explain to the I guess the untrained ear or whatever. If you play someone an Acid Mother's album on first listen, they think they're just actually making noise or whatever, and there really is method behind their madness. And one thing that I found really surprising, actually, just speaking of people who have toured with Acid Mothers, is that they do follow a very rigid set list, and in between, it's when the songs kind of evolve in themselves. That's where the, you know, the real magic happens and whatnot. Now, this record here, the Splendor Mrs. Solace album, are these pretty much in your mind the best, the cream of the crop of the jams that came out of it? Or?
Yeah, there wasn't that. These were just live shows, and one I found Nanjo selling a bootleg of in Japan for like $25. And I was like, oh, I guess I got to buy it because I'd love to hear it. And yeah, we sort of got the best recordings together. And I don't know, I played it for a few people and they're like, this is better than Nanjo's, you know, 8 million cassette release.
8 million cassette release,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll put it out, gosh darn it.
I mean, what is it with the prolificness of these artists? Like, is it just the immediacy that they've just got to get it out there, or...
I think they just record everything, and, you know, like, I finally saw Makoto's mixing board, and it's just this little dat, you know, and they just know how to work it and get it blown out and have it sounding great every time, so it's like, why not
put
out an album? You know, it's like, maybe Acid Mothers puts out too much stuff, but have you heard a terrible one?
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's all pretty good.
An average Acid Mothers album is better than a lot of bands' greatest albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some Splendor Mystic Solace here. This is the first track on side two. Is there any backing story behind this jam at all?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
When this is from. It's about 1993.
99?
Yeah.
93? No, 99. Wow. Okay, that far back. Holy cow.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, here we go. Splendor Mystic Solace on a noise. We'll be right back. And an interview there with Chicago's plastic crime wave, better known as Steve Krakow, who you're listening to a super group of sorts. It's Steve Krakow with Ashihito Nanjo and Kawabata Makoto. They're called Splendor Mystic Solace. That record's available in finer stores everywhere. And you listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, and it's Acid Mother's Temple Day, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. So get ready to call in 822-2487, but you must answer a skill testing question, of course. These tickets don't pay for themselves. So for any Acid Mother's Temple fans out there, I thought of a bunch of really, really, really overly hard ones, but I'm not going to do that one to you. I'm just going to make it really, really simple here. What is the most predominant feature on album covers by Acid Mother's Temple? I will be accepting your answers now at 822-2487. What predominant feature is on almost every Acid Mother's Temple album? Give me a shout. 822-CITR. All right. Despite a few calls, we have not gotten a correct answer, so I'm going to try another trivia question. By the way, the answer to what is the most predominant feature on Acid Mother's Temple album covers, we were going for naked lesbians. Yes, naked lesbians. Trivia question number two. Acid Mother's Temple had a very, very prominent front woman in the beginning career for about 5 years. She has a voice like an incredible chanteuse. She is no longer with the band. What was the name of Acid Mother's Temple's first female lead singer? And it's not in Japanese. There's a hint. We'll be right back. So, congratulations to Osama bin Trotsky, who won himself a pair of Acid Mother's Temple tickets. Of course, the answer we were going for, who was Acid Mother's Temple's first lead singer? The amazing Chanteuse Cotton Casino, we were looking for there. The 4'10" ball of energy that can drink way more than you and is possibly the biggest WWF fan in the world. Yeah, we're going to have some more noise after this.
Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yay, another experimental show here on the Almighty CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, The Rib, Mondays, 4 o'clock. Check it out. Robin plays some really, really cool stuff. If you like what you're hearing here, you'll dig what she's into. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yak. 1 o'clock is The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental show. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock is Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Rumble Tone Radio with Go-Go. If you're digging the psych rock here, stay tuned for 3. Frank is going to give you the best in garage. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30, it's the first Wednesday of the month. That means it's And Sometimes Why with Miko. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. And then 11 o'clock, my man, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Meat here with the bearer of some bad news. This is from pitchforkmedia.com. Noi / Kraftwerk drummer Klaus Dinger, RIP, a founding father of krautrock, has passed away. Klaus Dinger, who played drums for Kraftwerk and went on to co-found Noi, died on March 21st, although the news of his death was not made public until today. A report from Noi label Groenland cites the cause of death as heart failure. Dinger was 61 and would have turned 62 on March 24th. He trademarked the steady propulsive drumming style that became to define the sound as Motorik, which, of course, influenced so many German bands and then goes through into the 80s and 90s, particularly, of course, Stereolab. Along with guitarist Michael Rother, they started Noi. Three incredible albums under their belt, and there's not much that you can say. Dinger went on to do some Las Dusseldorf, which personally I didn't think was as good as Noi, but he was eulogized on his website by his co-member of Noi, Michael Rother. He wrote, "Together with many friends of his music, I will remember Klaus for his creativity as an artist, and I will think about him with gratitude for his wonderful contributions to our project, Noi." This is Noi off of Noi 2 with Für Immer or Forever.
If you haven't heard already, CITR 101.9 FM is having its second That DJ competition.
That DJ competition is a killer party of wonderful music, dance, and of course, DJs.
Yes!
We'll have some of Vancouver's best aspiring DJs compete for their chance to win several amazing prizes, soon to be disclosed.
If you were at the last DJ competition, or if you missed your chance, this is the time to recapture the moment.
The event will take place Thursday, April 3rd, 2008, at the Pitt Pub, located in the Student Union Building at UBC. For additional information, please email thatdjcompetition2008@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. If you're into the boom chick or the scratchy scratchy, yet tomorrow night at the Pitt Pub, CITR's second annual DJ competition, and last year was pretty crazy, and it was pretty good too. So if that's what you're into, come by, check it out. CITR's second annual DJ competition. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're just got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're wrapping up an Acid Mother's Temple spotlight, namely all good things Japanese and psychedelic. We're going to have a nice little sonic burst here. One of my favorite slash terrible, terrifying albums. This is one man, one guitar, one voice. He goes by the name of Keiji Haino. I swear to God, even Angus Young himself can't make an SG sound that sweet. Keiji Hino. From Excretion That Accept to Acknowledge on Force Exposure Records. One track, 41 minutes long. Pure terror. We're just going to wrap it up here. Keeping it Acid Mother's Temple, veiny. But we are going to, of course, do the Nurse with Wound list. One band that I've played before that Acid Mothers have actually collaborated with to make Acid Mothers Guru. I'm talking about Germany's Guru, whose unbelievably essential album UFO has just been re-released on 180-gram vinyl. And, yeah, this will make you, this will piss off your parents, kids. We're going to start you off with, we'll leave you with track one. How about? And stay tuned for the Green Majority and Democracy Now. And this is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.